Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I got a million questions about this headline, because this is a very convoluted headline. It says, Florida man exposes himself while woman was exercising in wildlife preserve. There's a lot of stuff happening here. So you got a lady in a wildlife preserve and a dude who goes all out. Let's just put it like that. The incident took place at a preserve park near Fort Pierce. The sheriff said the witness detained the suspect until deputies arrived, and he was captured on video exposing himself in front of a woman doing yoga. And that's, the suspect was taken into custody. He's since been released. Why do they have to just say it was in a wildlife preserve? And you're doing yoga in a wildlife. Do you specifically go to the wildlife preserve to do the yoga?
In touch with nature.
Like, that's like very specific and bougie sounding. Just saying. I didn't expect a sight of bougie with my Florida man headline today, but okay. So yeah, there you go. This a couple of others. A Florida man, this one, okay, nope. This no. A Florida woman tries to sell a toddler. This is horrible. Putnam County woman was arrested 2 days later. She tried to sell her 18-month-old, and she was trying to sell it to this employee of this business, and when the employee said, no, you're nuts, 33-year-old Jessica Woods just walked away, left the kid. She was charged with 6 felonies, child neglect, child abuse, aggravated child abuse, selling a minor for money, and abandoning a child also. It was at an H&R Block. She was trying to sell the kid with an H&R Block. That's horrific, and I feel like maybe she shouldn't have that baby now. That's terrifying. A woman literally named Karen decided to have a huge tantrum in the middle of the road in Coconut Creek. I'll save this one for you tomorrow because it is a doozy. Eclipse Mania is coming up. Stick with us. As we move, our partners over at Kel-Tec, don't go out and shoot the sun. Kel-Tec, sub-2K, shipping now, the Gen 3 version. The Gen 3 version of the sub-2K. This is an awesome Florida-based company. Kel-Tec is incredibly innovative. They do some really cool stuff. And the cool thing with the Gen 3, the upgrades that they've made to this, first off, the whole thing, as you know, the sub-2K folds in half. It's just gun origami. But previously, you had to take your optics off. That's one of the upgrades they made to the Gen 3 of this 9mm carbine. You don't have to take your optics off. Simple twist and fold motion. It has a patent pending rotating forend. You twist it, folds it right in half, and quickly and easily deploys it as well. They also upgraded the aluminum trigger. They redesigned the mechanics on that, so you got a lot lightened 5-pound pull. They upgraded the action, lightened action for easy racking. You even got a new chamber indicator. It's Kel-Tec made in America, family-owned values at their best. To learn more about this sub-2K Gen 3 and all the cool upgrades, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
This is Total Eclipse of the Sun. Watch 2017 on Fox News Channel. The excitement must be building and building like fireworks. If I put this here and my phone here, I have a total eclipse of the phone. Fascinating. It's amazing. Oh, my God. The moon has gotten in front of this. Okay, well, I don't know. It's interesting looking. The sun looks a little like the moon up there in my wall. If you mention it, you got to sing it. Where the deer and the antelope play. Wow! Would you look at that? It's a total eclipse of the sun.
And you look up at.
They know this is all it's going to be, right? Just a moon over
the sun. Shepard Smith is me right now.
Oh, the sun's coming back now.
Cameras are coming out.
Oh my goodness! That didn't last long.
I'm standing out here, and I'm looking at. So it's real dark. It's Dana Lash here. Welcome back to the program, everybody. We're at the bottom of the third hour. So I'm standing out here. It's dark. The birds are kind of going nutty. I mean, my first question to Kane was, when can I go back in? Because it just seems like, I don't know, like it's just, I'm out here looking at it.
You have your protective eyewear, correct?
Yes. I mean, because I'm wearing it just because I can't see it otherwise.
Because the people watching,
the cloud cover makes it.
The people watching on DirecTV through the first, on the left side, they're seeing your phone looking directly at the sun. Right, at the eclipse.
I can try to put my camera, my actual my little goofy glasses in front of it and see how that works.
Kind of does.
So it doesn't do anything.
It kind of does. Yeah, keep it that way. That's fine. That works.
I mean, you can kind of see like sliver. We 90, don't have a full.
Yeah, it's like 95%
event, guys.
Yeah, but go ahead and put the. There you go. There's the filter. There.
So yeah, we're putting the glasses. Got the glasses.
You can tell there's like 90% coverage right now. So we're literally almost there to total eclipse.
So you're wanting me to stay out here until we get full totality? Is that the deal?
Right. I don't want you looking directly.
Is that how we're doing it for the people?
I'm doing
this for the people.
You are. You sacrifice a lot.
Yes, I'm doing this for all of our. Yeah, I'm like, I'm going out here and I'm sacrificing all of this for people.
Yes. Do not look directly at it. But I just wanted to see, like, they were showing on television. It went over, was it Eagle Pass, Texas one? Where it was like nighttime, literal nighttime. So what you're showing, there's still some light there. It looks like partial daytime, like dusk maybe to you right now?
It looks like a weird dusk, but what's creepy is the birds won't shut up. They're like, they're going nuts. The birds are like, I don't know if it has to do with this or what, but they're freaking out.
Imagine if we catch,
because everything else is normal.
Apparently NASA is launching some sounding rockets into the moon's shadow during this eclipse right now. I wonder if we can.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to work out well. Yeah, that seems like exactly what you would do, like to kick off the apocalypse. I'm just saying.
The CERN collider also is online today as well, wanting to collide.
I think these are starlings particles. That I'm seeing.
Yeah?
I'm more interested in the animals' activity, but the light is weird. The light's like, imagine you walk outside and there's a weird Instagram filter.
Right.
On everything outside. I'm living in an Instagram filter right now.
That is a good way to describe
it. And it's weird and I don't like it. The birds are all flying in circles and we're in an Instagram filter. And I think they're starlings. I think those are starlings. Like they come out at dusk and I think that they're like, what is happening?
So apparently right now, it's going on 1:39 central, right? 1:39 central time. At 1:40, at 1:40 is when Texas, or at least this part of where we are, Texas, is supposed to experience the total eclipse. In other
full
words, total darkness. That's the part I wanted you to stay for, is just to be there just so it gets completely dark. And then once it gets
it's going to be completely dark in 1 minute?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
We have a little sliver of the sun left. I will say the temperature, it's gotten a lot cooler up here. Yeah. Like this is kind of a warmer spring day in Texas. It's, you know, it's like what, 80, maybe 81
degrees.
Yeah, it was
like 84
yesterday. It's dropped by 2 degrees already. It's dropped 2 degrees in just like the span of, you know, less than probably 10 minutes. So the clouds have kind of cleared. So we actually do, all the people who got the Airbnbs, they're getting their money's worth.
Right.
So we're probably, 30, maybe a minute out, maybe, of full totality?
I'm questioning the time on this. I know. I'd say really close. Now, they're saying in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
I got to be real with you.
You don't like
I really want to adjust the contrast settings on reality right now. It's messed up. I don't like this. I want to adjust the settings.
Yeah, this is
my first thought was, how can I make this brighter?
Yeah.
I feel like
the sky looks really gray.
The other weird thing, there's ripples on the ground everywhere.
Ripples?
I don't know. This is the weirdest thing ever. Yeah. It's real weird. I'm going to try taking video with a separate phone, another person's phone. I'm going to try taking, you can see like shadow ripples on the concrete.
Oh,
is it the actual eclipse,
the light of the eclipse coming through looking weird?
Oh, we almost have full totality now.
Is it happening?
I don't like this. Juan was right to be suspicious. Juan, can I come in with you? Because this is creepy. I don't like it no more. I don't like this. The birds are yelling again. This is weird and I don't like it. I'm just not even going
to
lie.
We need to see
this
that total
creepy.
Eclipse. We need to see that
this
total
eclipse. This is so creepy.
Eclipse.
We got like maybe 10% left almost. It's actually dark out here. It's getting dark.
Yeah.
We got 1%.
See, it's getting.
And now I don't even need my glasses. And I see stars.
Yeah. I'm looking out the window. Here it goes. Now it's in total.
This is
eclipse,
weird.
Right?
I'm not using my safety glasses, government. I'm not using them anymore. So we're looking at the total full eclipse.
I think there it is.
We have full totality, and I see a star, I think, or a satellite, or aliens. I don't know, one of them. It's dark out. It's like really weird. This is so creepy, and I don't like it.
Now, how long is this going to last?
I see a plane. Okay, there's a plane. Of course, those people who booked that flight, they're real smart.
Do you see any NASA rockets?
I don't know how long it'll last.
Do you see any falling
stars?
It's
weird because when I use, you know, my glasses that are blackout until I look at the sun, I can't even use my glasses right now. They don't even see it. The glasses don't even see it right now.
Oh, wow.
So when you're in full totality.
Wait, what are those things flying
around
up there? There's some blinky things flying around up there. What is that?
I think one of them is like maybe a, I don't know if one's like a drone or
NASA rocket?
A jet up there as well. I don't know. It's so weird.
I see like a little like smoke trail going upwards towards the eclipse. Like, I don't know. It seems weird.
Yeah, that's a jet. Yeah, that's a jet.
Oh, that's a jet?
And then I feel like I think one of those is a drone, and then I think the other legit may be a star. I'm not actually sure. It is so creepy.
It could be
though.
A planet. I hear that there are some planets more visible now during the eclipse than obviously normally would be.
So it looks like outside right now, it looks like what you would see right after the sun.
Oh my gosh, we just peeked out the studio door. Holy smokes, it's super dark out there. Like,
now, I got a question. You guys staying in the safety and security of the studio and sending me, the host, outside to get alien death into the sky. So we're in full total. I can see how maybe, you know, if you're, you know, this is like in the days of building the pyramids and the ziggurats and everything else. Yeah, like you'd probably go nuts if this happened in the middle of the day. You'd probably be like, we got to start sacrificing some people because this is creepy and crazy. Like legit, you would need your headlights out here right now.
Yeah, and the
winds totally stopped. All the birds got real quiet. They were going nuts, and then they got real quiet.
Yeah, the birds like, what? So it's night now? Or
Yeah. And they that's just wild. So okay, right.
now that we're in total
eclipse. I still
can't
use my glasses. Now we're moving out of total.
Yeah, so
now we just went through totality. So now
you're going to start.
Oh my gosh!
So
this is what's weird. The light—it's like someone's gradually turning up the screen right now.
Yeah, it's a dimmer.
This is so crazy.
And look at the shadows it's creating. Look at the shadows it's creating.
Yeah, it is so crazy how this. You guys can see this on my phone. You guys can see this. It was dark, and now it's. I still am creeped out.
Put that up, Juan, against the NASA, the feed, so that we can see the NASA feed, too.
Our feed's way much more scientific. Our feed's way more scientific, I gotta say.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay.
I think
so. We just went through totality.
Computer generated.
It's bright again. I think I'm good now.
Walk back in now.
Can I come back into where the safety is?
Yes. Come back into the safety of indoors as we watch the live feed here from NASA. The total solar eclipse has just moved over. Texas?
I'm going to make my way inside.
Yeah, you do that. Matter of fact, you want to disconnect from Skype?
It's creepy. I'm going to disconnect and I'm going to come back in.
Okay.
I'm going to come back in.
But yeah, here it is. The live feed from NASA is showing totality. Now, was that Kerrville, Texas that NASA was showing? Now it's Dallas, Texas that they're showing. And you see on the screen the totality of the eclipse. I cannot believe how dark it was outside. So Dana's walking in right now. It was literally nighttime. It looked like nighttime. And you'll have to unmute your mic too, by the way, when you go
sit
down.
Oh, I'm in. Creepy. It was was it worth everybody freaking out over? I don't know. I mean,
I don't know if anybody. I mean, there's definitely some people that freaked out about it.
I think there's a lot of people. An Airbnb for this.
I don't know.
Okay, so is it also like the height of self-indulgent humanity for me to be like 8-10 would kind of recommend? I don't know. Is it? I mean, the thing that was the weirdest to me was how quickly it happened because it got real dark and the birds watching those, because I'm positive those were starlings, and aren't they like really active at like dusk? So they were going nuts, and that's the only. I don't know. It was so. you had asked me earlier, and Larry brings this up, what happens now? Because, you know, like with that rat that comes out of the ground, if he sees his shadow.
Right.
So we didn't see our shadow. So does that mean apocalypse? Like, what does that mean? 6 more weeks of spring? I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. 6 more weeks of government tyranny.
But it was. I can see how, like I said, people back in, you know, the way olden days, you know, BC, I can see how probably they'd freak out if that happened in the middle of the day.
Yeah, if I'm eating a rabbit I just killed.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it gets dark and you're like,
I'll be like, what did I do wrong?
I get it. Yeah.
God doesn't want me eating this rabbit,
this
I guess.
Yeah, I'm not to eat this rabbit. All right, Lord, not eating the rabbit. I get it.
But yesterday it was so good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, yeah, it is. It is, it was weird. All right, so Eclipse Mania. We just had full totality in Texas. And, yeah, you know, got dark, and now it's not dark anymore. Now it's bright as the day is long again.
Now our friends in Missouri are going to be seeing it soon.
I can also see why car accidents would go up at that point, because it does, like, the contrast, it does get, like, fuzzy and hazy, and because it's, like, a weird diffused light, it's not like the light goes away. It's a diffused light, which is weird, and I guess if you have, like, vision issues already, I don't know. So everybody be safe out there. Anyway. But yeah, I can't believe people book flights for that. Hundreds of dollars. Probably more than that. I bet they jacked up the prices. I bet the airlines, I bet they cost like double. Because the airlines thought, oh my gosh, people are going to book it during the eclipse. We
That's what I'm
overcharge them.
Social media for right now are those videos from airplanes.
You all better have excellent footage.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So is the solar eclipse going to disrupt your cell service? No, you're just going to talk backwards and sound like a devil. That's all. That's all it is. I don't even want to say it's a joke. I'm just in the very sardonic mood. I love how this article starts. As darkness envelops millions of people during Monday's total solar eclipse. I know, right? Drama. They just want to know if their cell phones are going to work. I can't wait for the flood of blurry photos to be on Instagram. So is my cell service going to work so I can post it up on Instagram? You better be using Patriot Mobile, by the way. Otherwise, you're just supporting the devil. I don't know what else to tell you. Let's see here. Parts of New York State, they're apparently not going to see the total eclipse anymore. If you're in Hudson Valley, nature decided to do a takesies backsies for you, and you're not going to get to see it anymore. Yeah, they updated all the times for that, so... Bummer. Let's see. If you forgot to get solar eclipse glasses, you can literally put a colander on your head. Apparently, that's what somebody suggested. I don't really think these glasses work. I don't know. I just think it's all goofy. Here's the idea. When it looks dark out, sneak a peek. And then when the sun comes back out, don't look at it. That's real simple. Do you have to spend $5 on glasses?
I hear that the most dangerous part is that little bit leading up to the total eclipse, but the actual total eclipse you can look
the
right at.
The corona around it, not the beer, the corona around it, you're not going to fry your eyes out. But if you have the wrong glasses on and you're staring at it, you realize you're cooking your eye. You're making an eyeball souffle. Maybe don't do that. So just, you know, when it looks dark, sneak a peek. You don't have to stare at it forever. You know, just sneak a peek. I'm just saying, if you don't have the glasses... let's see here. Forecast for cloudy skies. Cast a shadow over North American solar eclipse times. Apparently, you got to either fly above the clouds or get a drone. I don't care. And Morgan Whalen was arrested. That has nothing to do with the eclipse. You're like, why is Morgan Whalen in this? It's because how it is, how we structured it today. He apparently threw a chair at the Chiefs bar last night, and he's got 3 counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of disorderly conduct. I thought this was America, officer. They said that the chair landed just 3 feet away from him. So he bonded out at $15,000. So he was under arrest.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Okay, if you don't feel safe, get off the airplane.
But this is your captain speaking, okay. But never like this.
I'll stop and we'll fly the airplane. Don't worry, I'm going to let my co-pilot fly it. He's a man. Okay.
It's a total meltdown. The pilot boarded in her street clothes and addressed the passengers over the intercom. Passenger Pam O'Neill couldn't believe what was happening.
She said, let's take a vote. How many of you would like to take off now with me dressed as I am, or would you prefer that I take 10 minutes to get changed into my cute little uniform? Then she started talking about her divorce and political candidates, and the minute she mentioned that, a gentleman stood up and just yelled, "Whoa, enough, you're scaring me."
Another passenger, Randy Reese, got up to leave and gave a running commentary on social media. Pilot also insulted a couple on board.
Did I offend you? Okay, so did I purposely offend you? I did.
Oh, my gosh.
The answer's yes. Flight attendants, please disarm doors.
After 20 passengers insisted on getting off the United Airlines flight, the pilot quietly left the aircraft.
Okay, if you don't feel safe, get off the airplane.
Yeah, I hope she's fired and she has her license revoked permanently. I don't ever think that she should ever fly a plane again.
That's United.
That is insane. I would have gotten off the plane.
Yeah.
I would have withheld the urge to punch her in the face, but I would have gotten off the plane. There's no way in hell I'd have let that woman fly me. That's insane. You've never seen a man pilot do that. Just saying. Be like, "Woman, you need a whole bottle of Midol. Chill."
I haven't even seen other female pilots do that.
True. That's insane. That is insane. What is wrong with people? Like, the sense of entitlement, your cute little uniform. There's standards for a reason, sweetheart. Get off the plane. Oh, I would have been, the moment she would have opened her mouth, I would have been up and out. No way. No way. I wouldn't have flown with her on the plane either. She would have had to literally be off the aircraft. No way. No way. That's crazy. Some of us have issues enough with being in a little metal tube in the sky with people. You know, without that on top of it. But she felt like she was inoculated from any kind of criticism or accountability because she's a chick. A lot of women on the left feel like that. They think that they're inoculated from any kind of criticism or accountability for their actions because they're not just a woman, but they're a woman on the left. Because, you know, if you're a woman and you are independent or rightward leaning or on the right, that negates your vagina. I don't know if you realize that, but it cancels that out. You are genderless after that. That's a thing that the left does. Bippity boppity boo. But the idea, I mean, that she got up there and just thought that that was perfectly acceptable. That's insane. And I don't like her hat. I didn't like her hat either. I just didn't like anything about her at all. Immediately, she didn't have to say nothing. And I'm like, Karen. Okay, Cynthia. That's it. That's, would you have flown on? You'd have gotten up too, wouldn't you?
I would have said something snarky.
Well, yeah, but you would not have.
I would definitely gotten out after saying the snarky thing. Or I would have said the snarky thing while walking out. One of the two.
I probably would have stood up and said something snarky. Yeah. And then.
Like, wow, did all the sandwiches get made already? Or?
Yeah. What happened? The sandwiches get made? What in the world? Like this. She just, what's wrong with her?
So horrible.
I have my co-pilot, a man. She sounded bitter and she sounded resentful, bitter, and hateful. Mm-hmm. She was mad. Like, was she mad because she had a co-pilot with a dude? Notice the dude pilot didn't say nothing. He wasn't even out there. He was, like, probably busy doing, you know, all of the pre-flight stuff that they got to do. Don't they have, like, a whole checklist of stuff they got to do? Yeah.
Things to do to keep people alive, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, how to keep people alive when we're in the air. Yeah. I mean, he's running through that whole checklist. And meanwhile, Cynthia's out there, rabble, rabble, rabble. Like, giving, and then she's talking about her divorce and everything else. Is that what the passenger said? And when she got into political candidates, too, no. Look, there's certain professions where you take a back seat. Be humble enough. Be humble enough and have a servant's heart and take a back seat. The world isn't owed your political opinions. They're not owed your hot takes. If you're a doctor and you're in somebody's guts, you know, wrist deep, shut up about your politics. Nobody cares. Be a doctor. We need those people more than we need people running their mouths off about politics. I'm just saying, we got enough of us. All right.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.